This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Beverly track coach Sean Dunleavy. And Sean, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Bill. Good talking to you again.
All right. I'm going to tell you, when I contacted you last week, I saw this story in Thursday Salem News, and it starts like this. Leo Sheriff was spectacular for the Orange and Black, claiming four wins, including a school record in the 50-yard hurdles in 6.4 seconds, and another win in the high jump, he went on. So the Salem News does a great job covering all this stuff. So tell me about Leo Sheriff, if you could.
Well, I mean, Leo, you know, from when he first started coming out for the track team, I mean, he had a lot of potential, just raw talent, and as a matter of just getting him to work on his technique work. And basically, it was probably in the spring of his sophomore year where all of a sudden it started coming together for him. He won the NEC conference in outdoors, and then this past season in the spring he won it again, and now he just continues to make these gains that are just unbelievable. You know, he came into the season just looking like he was in better shape and looking that like he had gotten faster, and you know, I'll chalk that up to a maturity part on his part, maybe hitting the weight room a little bit, which is so significant. And in his first meet of the year at New Balance, he not only set the school record for the 55-meter hurdles, but he also qualified for the New Balance and the Nike National Championships in March.
All right, so what does that mean then? Who will he be going up against there?
So, I mean, basically, the New Balance and Nike Nationals are people from all over the country where, you know, the track athletes can compete for example, for Leo's case, the hurdles. And basically what that means is he's going up against, you know, some of the more elite runners in the nation. In the hurdles, you know, he's really basically starting to get into that point, into that part where now, you know, he's probably one of the top hurdlers in the state. I know he's the top hurdler right now, according to athletic.net in Division II. And I believe he's right up there. He's not the top in the state, but he's one of the top in the state. So, you know, he's basically going from a good hurdler to an excellent hurdler. So now he's kind of really putting himself into that, like, next category of emerging into the elite category in the country. And so, you know, that's great for him. I mean, it basically means he's a senior, so it means for him next year, you know, what college is going to pick him up and what college might, you know, start obviously entertaining giving him offers to run track and field. So, yeah, I mean, Leo's definitely, you know, one of the many runners that we've had from Beverly lately running at the collegiate level. And definitely I can see that Leo, he's already had some offers. I don't want to, like, talk about all those in detail, but he's already had some pretty significant offers to run college track. And obviously the big leap that he's made over the past couple seasons is a reason why he's getting so many college coaches reaching out to him.
All right. Well, great stuff on Leo. Tell me about the team. Give me the big picture on how things have gone for the Beverly track team so far this winter.
So far, so good. You know, we're 5-0, so you couldn't ask for a better record from that standpoint. And we've had, you know, several really just great performances across the board. I feel like our team is really well balanced. You know, we lost some key players from last season where we went 9-0, when it was our first time we won the conference in about 31 years. And, you know, we were able to really fill in those holes with some newcomers to track and then some kids who have just been running track and have really just made significant improvements. And then some new freshmen who have come out who really, you know, helped the team out a lot and given us some good depth.
What is ahead for you guys in the next week or so?
Well, our big meet is going to be Peabody. You know, they're our next dual meet on Thursday. So that's going to be a really big meet for us. Peabody is a very, very strong program, well-coached. They have some excellent athletes on their team. So it's going to be last year it came down to the relay. You know, I'm expecting like this being on Thursday is going to be another very, very close, tightly competitive meet.
Where will that be?
That's luckily for us, it's at home. So it's at Beverly.
It's at the Fieldhouse in Beverly then.
Yeah. Yep, at the Henry Cabot Lodge Fieldhouse.
There you go. All right. Well, Sean, we've talked a bit, you know, about Leo earlier. So drop a couple of names of athletes that are, you know, that are scoring for you here this winter, or even somebody that's really maybe come on unexpectedly. And when I say unexpectedly, maybe let me put it this way, made significant progress, let's say, from last year to this year. What kind of names can you drop for me there?
Sure, and this is kind of the names that I'm dropping are really a good point for like how like multi-sport athletes really make great track athletes. Devin Koloski, who was a soccer player this past fall, he's really filled in nicely in the 55-meter dash. He's 3/100ths of a second from qualifying for the Division II state meet. I'm confident that he's going to get there. So that's going to be a big help for us. Ray Kwiatek in the 300 is another. He played football this past season, and I really feel like that's helped. He's been a track person first, but him joining the football team, I think it's put on some strength, and he's been an excellent 300-meter runner for us. He's ranked up there in the top 10 in Division II. And then we have some depth with that, too. Danny Conant, another football captain, you know, he helps us out a lot in the 300. And then in the some newcomers who are brand new to track, one name that comes to mind is Charlie Salerno, who's started on the varsity baseball team as a freshman last year. And he currently has the 7th best long jump in Division II and already qualified for the Division II state meet. And this is his first year doing it. And, you know, it's indoors, so we don't really have a whole lot of time dedicated to practicing long jump. So he's been a really tremendous asset. And right off the bat, you can kind of see, like, a lot of these kids are coming from all these different sports that have really helped our program out tremendously. And then our distance guys. I know in the fall I talked to you about our cross-country team, and all those distance guys are really helping out all the way across the board in the distance events. You know, the 2 mile, we have three guys that are ranked in the top 20 in Division II. Riley McGoldrick, who is actually signing his letter of commitment to Merrimack tomorrow to compete at Merrimack College next year. Jason Provost, who's running really, really well, and Calvin Barrett, they're all ranked in the top 20. So we have three guys who can run, you know, right around 10:20 to 10:15 so far this year. That's some great depth. Ryan Whiting in the 1,000 is running really well for us. He's one of our cross-country captains. And then Charlie Bossler, a sophomore, is a good example of another kid, a sophomore, who has really stepped up and is running great. In his first meet, he qualified for the state meet in the mile, running about 4:46. So, you know, these kids are turning out some really good quality times. Evan Wong in the 600. He qualified for the state meet as well in the 600, and he's run a 1:28 600 time, which, you know, I know that it's kind of hard to figure out what that means, but it's good enough where he's actually, you know, got to qualify. We'll be competing in the state meet in Division II on February 16th. So the more kids that you have qualify for the big meet, the state meet at the end of the season, it's kind of indicative of what kind of team that you have. And, you know, I'm just looking at all the qualifiers that we already have for the state meet. This is a really talented team.
Absolutely. Sounds great. Some fantastic information. Sean, is there anything else you'd like to share with us? Oh, before I give you that question, tell me about your coach. Who else coaches winter track there at Beverly?
Oh, gosh. Our assistant coach, Bob Brown, he helps out tremendously. He's a great asset to have on the team. He's my right-hand man. You know, I don't know what I'd do without him. He's a really great help. He coaches our distance runners. And he basically gets these kids in the who run cross country to just basically pick up where we left off in November. So, you know, obviously a lot of the times that I was giving you, a lot of the kids who have qualified for the Division II meet are distance runners. And so you can kind of see, like, you know, they're getting some great coaching from him.
All right. Here comes that last question. Then anything else you want to share with us, Sean, about the Beverly track team, indoor track?
Yeah, I mean, just that this is like the perfect blend and mixture of kids that are coming out from different sports, kids who have found track and have made it their main sport, and then newcomers who are coming out for the very first time. We have a lot of freshmen this year. And so, you know, I'm really enjoying watching the kids progress and watching them get better and seeing all the new faces on the team. You know, I'm really been happy with the way this program has been going for the past couple of years, and I just hope it continues for many years to come.
You know, it's been such a long time since I've been to either an outdoor track meet or an indoor track meet, but I know they're entertaining. So what time does it all start with Peabody on Thursday in Beverly?
So the meet's going to start at 4:30.
All right, sounds good. All right, bring your dinner. There you go. Yeah,
exactly. Bring some dinner, because usually we've gotten better. Track meets are running a lot more efficiently. I know sometimes these bigger invitationals last like all day long, but you know, we can usually get a meet in you know, done by 2.5 hours, so it's not too bad.
I know you got a lot of stopwatches during all of this, so you just got to keep an eye on things there. Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. Your head's going to be on a swivel.
pitch clock, yeah, like in baseball. Moving it along. All right. Well, Sean, thanks so much for all of this. Congrats to you guys, to all those team members have done so much work, and it looks like it'll be a great meet on Thursday, as you mentioned, against Peabody. So again, thanks for all this information. Yeah.
No, and once again, Bill, thanks. You know, it's great to talk to you. You know, when I'm hearing from you and from Phil and over at the Salem News or Matt, you know, it definitely is kind of like an indication that, you know, we're getting some great recognition for our athletes. So it's always great to see.
Well, don't use me as a barometer. Use those guys as the barometer, you know.
it never gets old talking to any of you guys, I'll tell you that.
Perfect. So. All right. Well, Sean, thanks again. Sean Dunleavy, the winter track coach at Beverly High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.